Vayter in Shaspir and Daf Beis in Moed Katan. A tremendous amount of stuff for those who just finished Maseches Megillah, and welcome to all those who are joining us in Maseches Moed Katan. What is Moed Katan? I'm glad you asked. Moed Katan is Chol HaMoed. Chazal speak not positively about people that disgrace or mevaze, don't give the proper respect to Chol HaMoed. It's not just a regular weekday. It's intermediary days of Yontif. So we have Sukkos and Pesach, those 6 days in between, that are meant to be treated properly and respected. You know, don't just do whatever you want. And there's also halachas that apply. It's not just hashkafically, it's halachically. You're not allowed to just do whatever you want. And we're going to jump into these different halachas and the exceptions therein. Important to note, Rashi over here, unclear if this is exactly Rashi or not. I'm going to be calling him Rashi. Forgive me for that. So let's jump in. We're going to see now a discussion about watering fields. Watering fields would be one of the things is like work. Are you allowed to do that at Chol HaMoed? The answer is it depends on what type of field. One type of field is a field that's found on a Beis HaShlochin, which is on the top of a mountain where there's a field on top of a mountain. And therefore, all the water comes, it hits it from the rain, it just falls straight down. So it doesn't really get proper water. You have to irrigate that and make sure the water gets there. That's known as a Beis HaShlochin. Beis HaBaal is in a valley. If something is in a valley, it's clearly getting a lot more water. You have to worry less about it. And therefore, that's going to have ramifications in the halacha itself. Let's take a look and see what the Mishnah says. Mashkin beis hashlachin b'moid u'b'shevius. You're allowed to go out and water a beis hashlachin, the fields that are on top of these mountains, b'moid on Chol HaMoed, u'b'shevius, and as well on during Shemitah. Now, very important, very first Rashi. What is a beis hashlachin? So, like we said, you could look along with me. I'm going to kind of skim through it. It's a field just standing on a mountain, and you need to constantly water it. And even a Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to go and do it. Why? Because it's a hefsid gadol. Interesting. We're seeing an exception to the rules that you're actually allowed to work when you're something called the Dover Ha'avid, when there's a hefsid gadol, if you don't water it, right? So in the Dover Hefsid, the Chachamim Matir to go work and push yourself enough tircha on Chol HaMoed. Now, how much tircha? You know, it doesn't mean tircha now is carte blanche. You can do whatever tircha you want. There are exceptions to that tircha, but nonetheless, at least they allow you to do some form, some level of tircha. On Chol HaMoed, like we learn in Maseches Chagiga, Beis Hashem next to Maseches Daf Yud Ches, that it says, Sheishes Yomim Tochal Matzos of Yom Shvi Atzeres La Hashem Elokecha. And we darish and we explain, just like the seventh day you have to start from doing malacha, so too the sixth days you have to do also. Then Rashi points out, what? The Gemara says, you're telling me, so the seventh you have to stop with all malacha, so to the 6 days you have to stop from doing all malacha. Therefore comes to tell you, Hashavi'i means only the seventh day has all malacha, but the 6 days are not stopped from all malacha, and it was given over to the Chachamim to tell you what malacha is asr in Chol HaMoed, and which one is going to be mutter on Chol HaMoed if there's some sort of hefsid, if you don't do it. For example, watering a beis hashlachin, they allowed you to go and do. So now let's take a look back at the Mishnah. Mashkin beis hashlachin b'moed v'shvius. You can do it on Moed and Shvius, and Rashi points out that we're going to explain how you can do it on Shvius, what that means. Bain, you can do it either from a mayan shiyasa b'tchila, a mayan shiyasa b'tchila. You can do it either from a well that just came into being now. It wasn't yet machzik its derech. It's not clear exactly which direction it wants to go. Or one, and therefore it can go and it can change routes, or the walls can cave in or something like that. Or from a mayan shaleus abichil, an old one, it's already machzik its derech and it was going for a long time. Aval, ein mashkin, you're not allowed to, don't think it means carte blanche. No, there are still rules involved here. You're not allowed to be mashkin it. Lo imei hageshamim. As Rashi points out, that would be a tircha yaseira to start gathering up all the water in buckets and moving it. Velomi mea kilon, and not from water that's in a well, that's a kilon. Veinos in ugyos legafanim, you can't make ditches around your grapevines, that also is going to be too much of a tircha. Velos ben Azari, he says, einos, okay, next, einos in esa amma betchila b'moidu b'shriyash. You're not allowed to make an amma. An amma, something known as an amma samayim, was a canal. It was like a little bit of a ditch that went through a whole field. And it was called an amma because it was the dimensions of it. It was an amma by an amma, and the water would go through. You're not allowed to make one of those on Chol HaMoed or on Shemitah. The Chachamim argue, and they say that you're right. On Chol HaMoed, everyone agrees, you're not allowed to chatchila make it. What about Shemitah? Osin is amma betchila b'shvias. On Shemitah, you're allowed to actually make it. U'mesaknen is amma kukal b'moed. And you have something that's b'kukal, it got ruined, you're allowed to go and fix that on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to fix the ones that got messed up on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to make one lechatchila on Shemitah. Okay, now, that was known as a Dover Ha'aved, and then we learned that halachas by a Dover Ha'aved, you're allowed to go out and do certain things that you wouldn't normally be allowed to be doing a melacha. Here you're allowed to be doing it. And now we're going to see things that have to do with the rab and with the tzibor. When you have something to do with the tzibor, that the halachas are, we have a lot more leniency. So masakin eskil kuleya mayim shusarabim. Mayim, they had these water stations where they kept all their water, people having their drinking water. Let's say it gets ruined in some way, it's breaking or something of the sort. You're allowed to go and fix that up, shusarabim. And v'chotetin, O son, you're allowed to go v'chotita. This is the Gemara's and Dafhei are going to get into more in detail about what all this means. But Rashi says, let's say, for example, Shem Nismale, Habor, gets the Tosos, Shem Nismale Habor, Mutter Lachtot Lamiko, you can go and you could dig into it in order to make it deeper. Sha'ofer Tichua, because it's soft. Aval Chofer B'tchila, Sha'karka Kasha, when the ground is really hard, and V'chofer, lo, you can't do it, because that's called the Tircha Yisera. But you're allowed to go and you're allowed to pull out the rocks and pebbles that fall in. So you can fix the highways and the streets and the city. And all the different mikvos amayim that we have over there, mikvos. You know, the mikvos you can fix everything necessary. You're allowed to do all the tzorchei rabim, as we know. Whenever there's a lashon of kol, it's lasui mai. So the Gemara later on, Dafei is going to discuss what that's including. You're allowed to go and make a tziyun. And Rashi says, the Tosa says, the leka tircha. It's not a tircha to go and just make a tzi, to you know, take some lime or sid and just put it over and to make sure that we see what the grave is and where people shouldn't become tame or make truma tame. We also send out people, the bezin would send out to the shluchim to go make sure that there's no kilayim, and if there was, they would take it out. That we saw in Maseches Shkalim, more detailed. The Tosfos over here says, you're allowed to go out, it's actually a mitzvah to do it, like we see in the Gemara. And it's not like the other ones that you're allowed to go and do, but this one is actually a chiyuv to go and do. All right, Zakta Heilige Gemara. Hashta, I don't understand. You started by saying, I'm allowed to irrigate and water a beis hashlach in these fields that are on top of mountains. And you said whether it's from a new mayan or from an old one. The chiddush here is a new one, right? Because if it's an old one, we're less worried. So hasha diyish lomer mayan sheyotza betchila. Once you told me we're allowed to do it from one that's brand new, the asil impule, that it may come to fall because the ground that's around it still hasn't been machzik its derech. Mashkin, we say you're allowed to water with that. So mayan sheloyotza betchila, one that's already old, it was hichsik darko, as Rashi says, the law of seed employee, we're not worried it's going to fall. Me boy, you even have to tell me that you're allowed to water from that? If you're allowed to do it from a new one, of course you can do it from an old one. That's Gemara, Amri, it's really said we need it. I just would have brought down the one that says it's a new one. Then have a mean. I would have thought, in that case, you're allowed to do Beis HaShlachin because it's going to be a loss, so we allow you to go and use even a brand new one. But you can't do a Beis HaBaal. You're not allowed to go to Rashi says, Sadehu be'emek, some in a valley, ve'ino tzarech laskos, you don't have to water. Ve'in ba'hefsed, in me maskos, there's no hefsed. If you don't do it, you're allowed to leave it. But in such a case, you would think that only a new one I can't use. Mishum da'osi l'pulim, maybe it's going to fall. And that's the chiddush of ha'mayan shaloh, yishab b'tchila. But if it's an old one, da'osi l'pulim, that word is going to fall. Ema fila Beis HaBaal nami, I would say, even a Beis HaBaal, even the valley, I can go out and I could use that also. Kamash b'lan, therefore comes to tell you, no, must. Says Rashi, Masnisin, the Tani Bein Mayan Shelo Yotza Betchila. It's both of them, and that's what the Gemara says. Lo Shlo Mayan Shelo Betchila, Lo Shlo Mayan Shelo Yotza Betchila. I don't care if it's new or it's old. Beis Hashlochen in Beis Habal Lo. You could do a Beis Hashlochen and not a Beis Habal. Now the Gemara asks a grammatical question. Umay Mashma the High Beis Hashlochen Lishda Ditzchusi. How do I know that this lashon of Beis Habal? That I'm sorry, Beis HaShlachin is a lishta of the tzchusa, of thirst. How do I know that means? It's like a thirsty field. That's what Beis HaShlachin means. We say that's on top of a mountain, and therefore we don't have to water it. The Chsev, as we learn in the Pasuk by Amalek, the Pasuk says, V'ata oyef v'yageya. What does it mean, oyef v'yageya? It means that we were literally, it's like ayef is lashon in modern Hebrew, it means like I'm tired. But it means tired and worn out. Now, you don't have a double lashon over there. Tosfos right away says, ayef yageah means tzamei lamayim, as the chsiv, harvisi nefesh ayefa. Right, ayefa is a lashon of exhausted because you're thirsty. So va'ata oyef viageya and worn out mitargaminan, and the targum comes explains va'at mishilhi v'loy. Rashi fills in mishilhi. The letter hey can be understood as a hey or a ches is interchangeable, and therefore mishilhi is mishilhi, and therefore mishilhi oyef of thirst, and mishilhi targum means thirst. Mishilhi mishilhi v'loy and worn out. That means to tell you that what. That shlachin, shili, shlachin is a lashon of thirsty. So that's how you know Beis Hashlachin is thirst. Umay mashba dahai Beis Habal Lashon de Maisavusa. How do you know the Lashon of Beis Habal is a Lashon of Maisavusa? And we could switch the letters Maisavusa to like Yishuv in Yisuv, Yishuv, like Yishuv Adas, that it's settled and it's low and it's down where the water comes. How do you know Beis Habal means that? The Chsiv is a Pasuk says, Ki Yival Bachar Bisula. The pasuk there is telling a little analogy, a pasuk in Yeshayo, and says just like a bachor has a relationship with a besula, the end of it says, so too we have Bnei Yisrael have a connection to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Right, that's the full pasuk is kiyiva bachor besula, just like the bachor connects with the besula when they have the baal, yivaluch banayich umesos chasen al kala yasus alayich alokayich. It's also going to have a relationship of Klai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. When we tag a meaning on that, are kama de mesosa of uleim in besulta yisyasvun begavech benayich. Right, so we go. So just like when a bachar, a younger person, young man, he is settled. He settles with a besula. So too, your children are going to settle with you. So if we understand the lashon of beis habaal, like it says here, is the lashon of kiyiv al baal. It's mesosa of yisyasvun. Okay, weiter. Now we're going to try to figure out who is the author of our Mishnah that seems to be saying that the only time we're allowed to be doing this is if there's going to be a loss. But you're not allowed to do it in order to gain. Like if it's going to be like it's going to stay status quo and I'm just not going to end up gaining money, that you can't do. Right? But if it's going to be, I mean, I'm a loss, I'm allowed to save it. It says the Gemara, Man tana de b'seida in ar vachalo, says Rashi, Man tana de b'seida b'seida shari dem lemitchach ba, I'm allowed to be tarech to save b'seida, cholamoid like a b'seida shlachan, but I'm not allowed to gain. Rashi says, k'bo b'seida baal. Da'asa l'ashkosa me'achar, she'in ba'hef, there's no loss in the b'seida baal, in the valley, she'in sarach l'ashkosa, el al ar vacha de milsa l'shavye afle charfe. It's only going to give me gain, because if I water more than it needs, I'm going to bring out the stuff that would grow later will come out earlier, and that's going to end up being a gain for me. Who says that that's the case? And even a place where there's pseida, where there's hefsid, you're not allowed to do tircha yaseira. That you're not allowed to do, as Rashi says, the katani masnisen avalomi megishamim mishum despei tircha, because there's too much of a tircha over there. Who is that? Amar Avuna, we're going to attempt, knock it off, and bring it back. Amar Avuna, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he must be Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov de Tanan. There's one thing in the Mishnah coming up. Let's say you have a tree, and the tree has a lot of water that's gathered all around it. We have another tree that needs water, and it doesn't have the water gathered around it. Rashi says, you can make like a little path, like take a branch and just dig it to the ground. That the water will go from one place to the next place. As long as you don't water the entire field. Rashi says that we're talking about a beis habaal, that there's only harvacha here. So what do we see? Harvacha de milsa aser Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer says you're not allowed to do something that's going to be marviach. You're allowed to do something that's going to hold back something from getting ruined. Okay, good. Excellent. So we see that it's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. In fact, the Gemara, huh? Come on. Emer de shamit le Rabbi Eliezer harvacha de lo. When is it that he said you're not allowed to do harvacha? That's tircha b'makom pseida. When... we only see one of the two things over here. One of them is the fact that you're allowed to go ahead and work in a matzav when you're going to lose out. I'm sorry, you're only allowed to do it. You're only allowed to do it in something which is going to stop loss, but not you're not allowed to do something which is going to be gain. And the other one is you're not allowed to do something which is tircha yisera. So emer the shamat le Rabbi Lazar harvacha delo. What did we hear from this statement? That you're just not allowed to do things with harvacha, but tircha makom seid the mishamis le. Did we hear from that mishnah over there? Did we hear from him? Do we know that he holds of this concept that tircha makom seida that you're not allowed to do, even if it's a loss, you're not allowed to do tircha? We don't see that. Therefore, who says that it's going to be Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov? Elam, Rabbi Papa. Papa says, Hamani, who is it? Rabbi Yehuda, he is Rabbi Yehuda. We learned in Abraisa, Mayana Yotze B'tchila. You have a brand new well. Got a brand new well. Mashkin Mimeno, Afilu Stei Beis Habaal. You're allowed to go ahead and water even a Beis Habaal. Unbelievable. Divrei Rabbi Meir. As I exact the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda says, "Ein mashkin al sada beis hashlachin shecharva." You're only allowed to water a beis hashlachin shecharva that got destroyed. We'll explain what that means. Obviously, it doesn't mean destroyed, but it means it's not doing so well. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Lo kach velo kach." I don't hold of either of these. The Gemara is going to come back to what that means. Okay, Yasser ken amar Rabbi Huda says, "Vayter with that lo yafana adam amasamayim v'yaskil yinotz l'chavasa mecholim shemayit." Person's not allowed to go ahead and clear out the stuff if the water got stuck in his amasamayim, or in order to be gardening, you know, watering his fields and his chorba on chol hamoid. Seems to be the Rabbi Huda fits a criteria right now, because on the one hand he said you can't do, you're only allowed to do a beis hashlachin shecharva, and he says you're not allowed to do something which seems to be a tircha. Now the Gemara just takes takes a little digression to explain what does it mean charva, the field that was charva. Elaim charva mamish, you say it's totally destroyed. In other words, it's totally dead. It's dried up and nothing's there. Lomeli demashkele, why would I go ahead and water something like that? Amar Abaya says, Shecharva b'mayan zu, what it means is it's charva b'mayan zeh. It dried up from this mayan. There was a regular well that usually watered it, but that dried up. V'yotzla mayan acher, but another mayan popped up. It was being watered all along from one, and then it now got another one. You're allowed to go out and continue with that. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, he said, lo kach, lo kach, let's understand, means lo shtal charv mayana, lo shtal lo charv mayana, mayan shiyotza betchila lo. I don't care if it's something which there was one and it dried up or it didn't dry up. When you have a new one, nothing doing, you're not allowed to use it altogether. Okay, with that being said, like we said, this seems to be like our Mishnah works nicely with Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, who says it works with Rabbi Yehuda? He never spoke about an old well. Dilma adkan lo kam Rabbi Huda beis hashlachin in beis habalo elamayan shios to betchila. Maybe he's only talking about the brand new one. That's when you're allowed to do a beis hashlachin. Yes, and beis habalo. Beep, turn the page. Beis and beis. Why? Because dilma asalim pule. Because you're worried that maybe it's going to fall, and therefore we're only going to be makel when it comes to a beis hashlachin which needs it. Aval mayan shelo yotze betchila. If it's been around for a long time, the losim pule, it's not going to fall. Then a filu beis habal nami. Then maybe it's a beis habal would also be allowed to go in water. We know our Mishnah said dafka not like that. So clearly it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. It's going M. Cain masnisa naman tarme. Who does it fall upon? Who is our Mishnah? It's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Like Rashi says, it's not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Like we said, it's not like Rabbi Meir who matters it, even a beis habal. It's not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that says even beis hashlochin we don't allow lo shari mimayin shiyotza betchila. So then, who is it? Says the Gemara, Ella le Rabbi Yehuda. We take it back and say it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Apologies, not like we said. I said it's going to come back to Elazar ben Azariah. It is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, it is like the one that we just said. And Rashi says, "Vastisen Rabbi Yehudahi." And really, lo shlamayan shetam b'tchila, lo shlamayan shalois b'tchila. I don't care if it's new or old. Beis hashlochan in beis habal lo. We made a reference, an inference before that maybe he would say by beis habal if it's mayan shaloyotz b'tchila, if it's an old one, it would be good. V'hayde katoni mayan shetam b'tchila. And why is it that dafka we mentioned the mayan shetam b'tchila? That's just lo diacha kocho de Rabbi Meir. It's just coming to show you how powerful Rabbi Meir is. That what? That he goes so far as to say that you're even allowed to go ahead and use a brand new mayan in order to water a beis habal. Rashi spells that also. Like the Gemara says. Beautiful, period, full stop. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, as we find him saying in another area. Everything now is good and dandy. Itmar, Nazak the Gemara, something very connected to this idea. Itmar, Frak the Gemara, Hamenachish v'amashke mayim lezoyim b'shabbos, mishumai masrinim bay. We know that in order for someone to get certain punishments for violating Sabbath law, they need to have hasra, they need to be warned. But in order to be warned, you got to know what you're warning him about. You can't warn him and say, hey, what you're about to do is borer, if really it's malabing. You got to tell him, like, what's going on? So we want to know the following. Hamenachish, weeding, that's when you pull out weeds from your field, v'amashke mayim lezorim, or you go out and you water your field for your seeds on Shabbos. What hasra? What malach is he doing? Rashi says, "Tolish hasavim roim." You're pulling out the weeds and mitoch hatovim. V'chein akru lohu samche hanitfei. Mashke mayim bezorim shezork mayim beikre hasavim. You throw water on the roots of the stuff that you're growing over there. Mishumai Masinabe, what is that? So Rashi says, the Maim Alocha Kochashvinan Le, the Vade Kotzer Lochashvinan, it's not considered Kotzer, a reaping, Sheinu Miskavin Litol Asavim, you pull it out of the field. You think, oh, you did kotzer. That's reaping. The answer is no. I'm not doing it for it. I'm doing it in order for the stuff that remained, not for the thing I'm taking it out. Therefore, that's not what I'm going to be chayiv. Now, if those recall, those who've been with us, we remember back on Daf Ayin Gimel and Shabbos, it goes through the different malachos, chori, zareya, kotzer. These are all avos malachos found in Klal Gadol, Daf Ayin Gimel. Tosus points out what we mentioned, that Mishum Mayim Masrinan, the ain Adam Loka, you can't get malchus, v'lo nerg, or killed, ela b'hasra'a, unless you're warned. Shemaser and bo, lo sasei, hachi sura, kid mafkinan b'sanhedrin, v'klon b'mar b'sanhedrin, mikra, tzuch l'farish shama isra b'hedrin. You have to explain what exactly the isra is. So what's Hasra? Rabba Amar Mishum Choresh. Rabba says that if you pull out weeds or you water the plants, you're over an Isser of Choresh, which is plowing. Rav Yosef Amar Mishum Zareah, he says you're over the issue or the problem of planting. Let's quickly review something about Hilchos Shabbos. There's something known as an Av Melacha and something known as a Tolda. Both of them are De'oraisa. They're both Torah laws. But one of them is the explicit one, and the other one is something which we learn out from it, which is similar to it, so it retains the status of it. So now we're having this discussion, what are we doing Asra for? So we know that something known as Zoreh, as Choresh, it's one of the Avos Malachos, as an Av Malacha. And then there's something known as Zoreah, which is planting, Av Malacha. The question is that when you're doing Menachesh and Mashke Mayim Lizroyim on these things, is that considered a Tolda of Choresh or a Tolda of Zoreah? Rabbi says, it makes sense like I say. Because ma darko shechorish lepuri aria, what is the derech of chorish? And this is charisha. It softens the ground. Hai nami, this too, marpuri aria, this too, when you go and you weed the field or you water the field, you put water there, it softens the ground. Therefore, it should be over the iser of chorish. Rav Yosef, he says, come see the demon story. It makes more sense like I said, because ma darko shechorish lepuri, the way of going in and planting is that you go ahead and you bring out fruit from it, that stuff is going to come from it. So hachanami mitzameach peris. So too, when you go out and you do the weeding, you do the watering, it's going to cause the things to grow. Amr le Abaye l'Rabba. Abaye now aside comes and he asks Akasha l'ditcha kasha. He says, according to you, there's a kasha. Ula Rav Yosef kasha and Rav Yosef kasha. There's a kasha on both of you, and the kasha is going to be, why are you saying you're over only one and not the other? You should be over both. L'ditcha kasha mishum chorish in mishum zareh lo. You should be both of them. Rav Yosef kasha. He says mishum zareh in mishum chorish lo. Both of them also. You know what are you talking about over here? You can give asra for either one, and it should be that you're going to be chayev. V'chitema, no, maybe you're going to say, but no, it can't be. V'chitema kol hechadi katarti lo mechayev elechad. If you're going to say, well, there's going to be two types of malacha going on, you're only going to be chayev one. Therefore, you can't give asra for the other one. V'amar of Kahana, zomer, we see, not like that. Pretty straightforward. He comes along and he tells us, zomer v'tzarech le'etim. Let's say a person does zemir. This is a gemara in Shabbos. Zomer b'Shabbos, which means a person is pruning. Pruning means if you have a vine and you want it to grow, what you do is you cut off a little piece of it, the top of it, and it helps it to continue to grow. So zomer v'tzarech le'etim, Rashi says, mishum kotzer, you're going to be chayev. Why? Mishum kotzer. Sharei tzarech le'etzim. V'chayev mishum notea. D'mishum azim or gadlei tvei. You end up doing two things. When you cut it because you want to use it to go and burn it, and you're cutting it in order to go ahead and have it grow, you're going to be chayev two things. Kotzer and notea. Says the Gemara, chayev mishnayim, chayev mishnayim. Achas mishum notea, one for planting. V'achas mishum kotzer, which is also av malacha. So clearly we see that you can be chayev for two things. So why can't you do either one of these warnings? That's a Gemara, kasha, taka. It's a good question. Kasha, the general idea we've seen in Shas is that we don't knock it off. It's not a tiyufta of sorts, but we have to find a reason why they still decide to say how they said. It's a good question, but they still hold how they hold. Now remember, we had two opinions here. Rabba, who said Choresh, and Rav Yosef, who said Zoreah. Now we have them to come straight out against each other. Eser Rav Yosef l'Rabba. Rav Yosef, who said Zoreah, he has a kasha on Rabba. Ha-menachish, v'amechape l'kilayim. Someone who goes as and does weeding, or he covers over kilayim. Right? And therefore, by covering over kilayim, you help it grow better. Rashi says, "Mechasas zroim ba'ofer." You cover it over, you end up growing it better. Loke, person is going to get malchus for doing such a thing. Rashi says, "Mishum lo sizra kilayim." The pasuk says not to be zoreah, not to be growing kilayim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, afa mekayim, even just mekayim, someone who leaves it and lets it grow. You see kilayim there, and you don't take it out. You leave it. Bishlam l'didi, now makes sense according to me, damina mishim zoreah, that I say that someone goes and does weeds a field on Shabbos, you're going to be chayev, you say it's zoreah. Hainu dasir zriah, right? Hainu dasir zriah bekilayim. Like we saw the concept, you pull it out of the ground, it's going to be over an iser of planting kilayim. Eladichadam mishum choresh, but you who says you're going to be chayev choresh for pulling out the weeds, charisha bekilayim yasira, is it usher to go ahead and do charisha? Rashi says charisha letzorich zuris kilayim yasira the b'shas charisha, like a kilayim klein. Charisha is you're plowing the field, you take some sort of instrument and you just start digging the ground. You didn't do anything yet. How you chayev kilayim over there? It's choresh. Doesn't make any sense. Amalei says back to him, no, mishum mekayim. There's a different reason over there why you're chayiv, not because of Zoreah, you're chayiv there because of Mekayim, just leaving it there is over the Isser. And like I said, you go ahead and you pull out weeds on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv for Choresh, and over there, that's going to be over the Isser of Mekayim. In fact, what? V'hom b'tikatani seifa, Rabbi Kiva, omim b'afa Mekayim. From the fact that the Sefer says, Rabbi Kiva says, even if you're Mekayim, you leave over there, michlal de Tanakama, la mishum Mekayim, that implies that the Tanakama is not saying because of Mekayim. So clearly, like I'm saying, says Gemara, no, kula Rabbi Akiva lahi, the whole thing is Rabbi Akiva. My tam kamar, it's just a my tam. He's just explaining what he was saying, and that is my tam a menachesh mechapi b'kilayim loke. Why is it someone who goes ahead who's a menachesh who weeds or recovers over kilayim and getting a malchus mishum mekayim because you're over a mekayim because you're upholding it. Share Rabbi Akiva Omer, because Rabbi Akiva says, afa mekayim, even someone goes ahead and upholds and leaves it there. You just let it stay over there. You're going to be chayav malchus. My time with Rabbi Akiva, what's pshat? Where does he get that from? We learned in a brisa, the Tanya. Where does Rabbi Akiva understand that mekayim is going to be over in Isser as well? Not just planting kilayim, but just you see it there and you leave it there. The pasuk says, sadcha lo sizra kilayim. That your field, you're not allowed to grow kilayim. Ein li el zareah, only you're allowed to plant it. Mekayim inayin, how do I know? Talmud lomar, kilayim sadcha lo. The full pasuk is, behemtecha, where are you pasuk? Pasuk says, here we are, pasuk says in Vayikra, Yotes. Es chukosai tishmaru behemtecha lo serbia kilayim, kama. Don't bring your animals to have kilayim. Sadcha lo sizu kilayim. Your field don't be sizu kilayim. And the pasuk says there, as we see, sadcha lo sizu kilayim, you can't plant it. But we also read from the beginning, as opposed to putting the kama right before sadcha, we put it before the word before that. And that is kilayim sadcha lo. It's a drasha that we learn now from Maseches Avodah Zarah. We have here Rashi, Mosef Rashi explains in Avodah Zarah that really it should have says lo sizra sadcha kilayim. That's what it should have said. Lo sizra sadcha kilayim. Why are you saying sadcha lo sizra kilayim? They want to bring the word sadcha to the word to in between in the pasuk in a way that's connected to the previous one. And therefore we read it as kilayim sadcha lo. In your field, you can't have any sort of kilayim. It's not even allowed to be upheld. So if you see it and you don't pull it out, then you're over that problem. To get us back on the map, the point is that we see that this brisa did not knock off Rabbah, but rather he explains that that brisa is just referencing the idea of upholding it and not telling you that you're over because of Zoreah. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and pick it up, Ezer Hashem, tomorrow, continuing on. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.